This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military is reporting recapturing a southeastern village as Russian forces claim to repel multiple attacks in that very same area. A regional official said three people were killed and another 10 injured when Moscow's troops fired at a boat evacuating people from Russian-occupied areas to Ukrainian-held territory along a flooded front line. An Associated Press team on site saw three ambulances drop off injured evacuees at a hospital, one of whom was splattered with blood and was whisked by a stretcher into an emergency room. The battlefield showdown in the southeast and chaotic scenes from inundated southern Ukraine marked the latest upheaval and bloodshed that in Russia's war in Ukraine now in its 16th month. As Donald Trump readies for a momentous court appearance on Tuesday on charges related to hoarding of top secret documents, Republican allies are amplifying without evidence claims that he's a target of a political prosecution. They're citing the Justice Department's decision in 2016 not to bring charges against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over her handling of classified information. She was Trump's Democratic opponent in that year's presidential race. His supporters are invoking the classified documents investigation concerning Joe Biden to allege there's a two-tiered system of justice, but those arguments overlook many factual and legal differences that limit the value of any such comparisons. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese state media say Honduras has opened an embassy in Beijing. The move comes as the Central American nation broke off relations with Taiwan to establish diplomatic ties with China in March. China's official CCTV says Foreign Minister Bin Gang and his Honduran counterpart, Enrique Reyna, took part in the inauguration of the embassy Sunday morning. The symbol of the two sides strengthening diplomatic ties came during Honduran President Castro's six-day visit to China. Before arriving in Beijing, Castro visited the Shanghai headquarters of the New Development Bank, a bank established by the BRICS development nations, which include Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Police say a bus carrying wedding guests rolled over on a foggy night in Australia's wine country, killing 10 people and injuring 25. The driver was arrested, though police would not detail the allegations, including whether speed was a factor. It happened on a roundabout in the town of Greta, the Hunter Valley region of New South Wales state north of Sydney. The guests had earlier attended a wedding, and the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, thanked first responders and offered government support to victims and their families. He then said, "For a joyous day like that and a beautiful place to end with such terrible loss of life and injury is so cruel and so sad and unfair." Thousands of people have rallied for a fifth time in a month after two mass shootings in Serbia that shook the nation, even as the country's populist president rejected any responsibility and ignored their demands to step down. The crowd chanted slogans against the president and marched through the capital on Saturday to gather in front of protesters who have been demanding the resignation of senior government officials and their revocation of broadcasting licenses for TV networks, which they say promote violence and glorify crime figures. San Francisco police searched Sunday for a person of interest in a mass shooting during a block party in San Francisco Friday night, and what investigators said appeared to be a targeted and isolated incident. The person of interest is a man believed to be a member of a street gang who detectives have tied to a Mercedes sedan recorded on surveillance video speeding from the scene. That man has outstanding firearms warrants and from San Mateo and Alameda counties, as well as an outstanding arrest warrant for homicide in another area. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.